Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Toby Altizer. We are brought to you by our good buddies at Sprinkler Fitters, Local 183. They're hiring for apprenticeships with competitive training, insurance, and benefit packages, plus advancement opportunities. Go to sprinklerfitters183.org. Speaking of good buddies, we got a lot of good buddies coming up on the show today. Ryan Wood at PackersNews.com will join us in the next 15, 20 minutes. It's time for fantasy football help with Kevin Payne, rotowire.com. That will come your way at 8:35. Get your calls in, 414-799-1250 when we do that. Also, you can tweet us with the hashtag AskKevin, 1250 AM The Fan. 9 o'clock, Rami Makhlouf. He comes by on Thursdays. We'll talk a little lockout with him, both of us big baseball fans. I'm sure we'll disagree on something. Rami's trying to assassinate my character lately. He says I hate everybody. No. I just hate people that are bad and that suck. I like everybody else. How many compliments have I given out the last couple of days? Who have I complimented? I've complimented Steven Watson. I think he's good at Channel 12. I've complimented Lisa Byington. I think she's really settled into her role quickly as the lead play-by-play for the Bucks. I'm just throwing out compliments all over the place. I'm basically like the most generous, humble guy this side of the Mississippi. I do want to mention it is a very important birthday today. It is a very important birthday. I guess it's Aaron Rodgers' birthday, but I don't care about that. It's a more important birthday today. My loneliness is killing me. Britney Spears. The big 4-0 today for Britney. Oh, does she wear it well? I love Britney. I do. I grew up, and she was there, and I love her very much. I love Britney Spears. Free Britney, she's freed. Would you believe that I've talked about this before. I don't know if I told you, Toby. I was in a pageant my senior year of high school called Mr. Fond du Lac. And for my talent, I sang Baby One More Time.
I need to hear a live version of that right now.
Oh, it's very good. But I like screamed it. I wasn't as confident in my singing voice as I wrongly am now. But I came out there and I was wearing Britney clothes. And the highlight was when I threw my boobs into the crowd. I wore socks. I bunched up socks and made them my boobs. And then I took my boobs out and I threw my boobs. I did not win the pageant because it was voted on by crowd reaction. And while the crowd did love me, the crowd reaction was crazy for our high school quarterback was also in. Yeah. Lee Greschel. Good buddy, but I'll always have that scar for him. He won. He was the high school quarterback. He won. But yeah, Britney Spears. Turning 40 today. Very excited about that. Yeah, also Aaron Rodgers' birthday today. Aaron Rodgers, congratulations. He is 38. Notebook Mike, are you okay? I know you were in the hospital yesterday.
Yeah, what did you guys want?
We just want to talk to you, I guess. You called us, right?
I went to the hospital. I waited 8 hours and I came home. There's no beds at the inn.
Really?
Yeah, so I got to go back. That's all right. I've been through this. You know what? You guys blow my mind. You really do.
Why is that?
I got Britney Spears locked and loaded in the car. And I listen to it every day.
Yeah.
Don't forget, Oops, I Did It Again.
Don't forget Toxic. Don't forget Lucky.
Oh, you know what? I bought The Greatest Hits, but it didn't have Toxic.
Well, that is not right.
Another hot song is Don't Knock on My Door. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Quick story before we get to sports. I saw Christina Aguilera and Britney Spears in concert. You couldn't hear a thing. There were so many people screaming. This toy drive.
When was this?
You got to remember, I'm 56 years old.
So you went as a middle... You went to watch these teens in your mid-30s?
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, I've seen all the big concerts, dude. I've seen Elvis, Prince, Freddie Mercury, all the...
Where, you never got on a plane. Where did you see these people? Here?
Here, yeah.
At the BC?
Back then it was the arena.
Oh, the arena, yeah.
Mecca.
This
toy grab, I got toys, and I stopped by my firehouse where, you know, Lucy loves the guy, just got sit in a truck. So not every fire station is a member of this, right?
Right. I've been clear to say that not every single fire station in the country is taking toys for us.
Well, I'll go over to Franklin. They know me.
There are 15 fire stations that are, and they are all listed. Do you have access to the internet?
Of course I do.
1250amthefan.com.
I'm going to go over to Franklin.
Franklin Station 1 on Drexel Avenue is where you want to go.
Yeah, I know where it is.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. How old is Tobster?
Toby, he's a young man. I believe he is 24.
Today.
23.
23? Oh, my God. What, Mike?
On Thursdays?
Huh?
Ladies' night.
Can you start over? What'd you say?
I said I would trade places with his age right now for this whole month of ladies' nights.
Ladies'
at
night?
The bars.
Yeah.
That ain't happening for the 56-year-old, though.
Yeah, quarter taps for ladies.
Yeah. I had a Cowboys take. What the heck was it?
Yeah, I like the Cowboys.
You like cheerleaders. Come on. Don't lie to the note. I keep hearing everyone's using the notebook now, though.
Yeah, people call in with notebooks. People started to... calls to the sports radio station used to be very organic and very free-flowing, but you've taken notes before, and that's how you do your calls. That's why your notebook mic. But now everybody gets... maybe they're so nervous to talk in prime time that they write down their notes before they call in. Let's just rap as boys.
The advice is make sure you don't call at 6. And when you hear your interviews coming up or fantasy, then make sure you get in.
No, my advice, if you want to call the show, call right at 6.
Why?
Because I'm not awake yet. I need you.
Well, you're missing my point. You call later so you can hear other people's takes and your take. And so
you got to call right away. You got to get your take in. You got to set the tone for the day.
Ammo, like Mike the Painter, my brother.
Let's say Mike the Painter calls in. See, Mike the Painter, he likes the 6 a.m. hour. So if he calls in
and he says something
that interests me, maybe I'm talking the whole day about that thing. And suddenly I'm referring to Mike the Painter all the time because I give credit where credit's due. And suddenly Mike the Painter's basically produced the show. It's a quick way to start him. Get in that 6 o'clock hour. And get in earlier than that. You wanna get it? You wanna be a star tomorrow? We've got shows in the overnight all night. We got Toby and Sam going from 3 to 6 tomorrow. You wanna get on the radio and have 15 minutes? Talk to these boys at 4 in the morning. That's what you gotta do. Get your ass up. Get to the phone. You don't even need a phone. You don't even need to know the number. You can go into our app now, and it says call.
Okay. I woke up. Well, I went to bed about 2. And my TV, I got no volume. So I put that woman on your channel. I always forget her name.
Amy Lawrence?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, we are preempting Amy tomorrow.
You know, to talk about.
Yeah, we'll call Toby tomorrow. Call Toby, 3 a.m. Hey, can I, Mike, I just need to put everybody's fears at ease. After your call yesterday, you said you were going to the hospital. I got many people tweeting me. You always talk about how we're a family. Cool. You always talk about how we're a family.
We are family.
Many people tweeting me wondering if you were okay.
Well, I got to go back, so it's not over.
Okay, well, be well.
Yeah, it sucks. I wouldn't wish it on anyone. I'd rather go to jail. But the jail don't have nurses, so.
I got a joke there. I'm going to leave alone.
We gotta talk about sports, don't we?
No, I'm going to let you go now. I'm going to let you go.
Real quick, I like that MVP for that rookie. New England?
What?
Has a rookie NFL player ever won the MVP?
Who?
No, has won.
Probably.
You don't have to answer now, but.
Who? What?
Okay. The quarterback for New England.
Oh, Mac Jones for MVP?
Right.
No.
So no rookie has ever won the MVP.
Only one. Jim Brown.
Jim Brown, yeah. Everyone knows that.
And real quick about golf, I think Mason Crosby's down by Tiger over there.
Golf.
You know, on the range, I hope.
Yeah, he better not be in Green Bay.
But they used to have, you were talking about your little golf thing. Gary's a member. Indoor golf.
There
used to be 4 of them. And I went to all 4. They're all gone now.
Mike, I gotta let you go.
Okay, I'll talk to you guys.
Be safe.
Well, what's a good time to call tomorrow?
Tomorrow? Well, 6 is the best, but why don't you give me a shout? Right around this time's good.
Well, I know you have your fantasy deal.
That's coming up in 20 minutes. You have a question? I can put you on hold.
Tomorrow.
No, fantasy's today.
Your picks.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I'm letting you go for real. This is a very Midwestern hang-up. I got to go.
All right. I'm going to go call the hospital. Bye.
Okay, bye. Notebook Mike. Baseball's on strike. I was hoping to get into that for a good 10, 15 minutes. I guess I will not be. I will say this. Buster Olney's tweet from this morning is really going to resonate with me, that this is going to be a different time. This is going to be a different, it's going to be played out different, because in 94 they went on strike and a lot of people didn't like that. Now there is social media, and social media is a different landscape. I said earlier, it's like, you know, BC to AD. That's kind of like what social media is. There's a world before it and there's a world during it, because these players, you know, they're signing for massive amounts of money. The guys like Max Scherzer who have earned that money, they're gonna be targeted. Baseball's unhappy because, yes, those guys make a lot of money. But the median major leaguer salary has actually gone down over the last 5 years while owners keep making more money. So baseball players, I think rightfully, if you're going to make a lot of money, we want the money that we're helping you make. Now the perception, and this is why I think this happened. They're going on strike. We all knew there's going to be a lockout. So they have this little free agency period. All these owners spent a ton of money. And now they can go, and Manfred put in his letter. He's like, see, our clubs just spent almost $2 billion on free agents this last week. What are you complaining about? But then you got all these other guys like Josh Hader stuck in arbitration. If you're a Brewers fan, you're happy. It's kind of like if you're a small market fan, you don't want anything to change because Because if players are getting more money, we can't afford that. See, this is where the whole structure of baseball is a disaster, but it's never going to change because why would the players ever agree to getting rid of guaranteed contracts and these long salaries and these long deals? If anything, it's only going to get worse for small market teams. So yeah, that sucks.
I think we'd be remiss. We already wished Aaron Rodgers happy birthday. We can't forget the other Aaron in the Packers backfield. Aaron Jones.
Aaron Jones. It's his birthday,
also
too.
Also has a birthday today.
It is his birthday,
happy
too.
Happy birthday, Aaron Jones.
Happy birthday, Aaron Jones. My favorite Aaron on the Packers.
Your favorite Aaron. Interesting. I still think I'd take Rodgers, but I like Aaron Jones, too.
I like Aaron Campman. I like him. Aaron Rodgers, he's a good football player. My favorite Aaron on the Packers, Aaron Jones. My favorite Ryan that covers the team is Ryan Wood. He will join us in a couple of minutes. We will talk about the Packers and probably the Mets. Wood likes the Mets. And what a time to be a Mets fan. They sign all these guys. And if you go to Mets.com, you can't read about any of it. What are you supposed to do? Baseball stripped all their player info. You go to Mets.com right now, it's how the Mets got their name. Very interesting. I'm Bart, that's Toby. Ryan Wood coming up next.
It's time to find out the latest from Green Bay with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Brought to you by the Thomas Marola Law Offices.
Divorce, child custody, and any other family law needs. Go with experience. Go with Thomas Marola. Online at marolalaw.net or call 414-327-5800.
Again, with these reports, I don't know where they're coming from. I don't know who's talking. It seems like there's certain coaches that may have friends in the media that they don't realize are actually just trying to report things on. But,
guys on your own, on the Green Bay staff, you're saying?
Oh, yeah. Age, you've known about that. There were guys for a while who had their people they would leak stuff to.
I'm Bart Winkler, Toby Altizer, Ryan Wood joining us in the Green Bay Press Gazette. That was birthday boy Aaron Rodgers, 38th today, on Pat McAfee's show earlier this week. Is that anything? Rodgers says that. Are you like, unless these medical guys are like your sources, I don't want to bury you. Is that anything, Ryan? Yeah. Is that, I mean, what is that? Is that anything?
That sounds a lot like tell me your sources. So no. Look, I haven't gotten anything from anybody in Green Bay on Aaron Rodgers' toe.
Because I know that some outlets, Mike Florio, think this is a massive deal, a massive story, and I feel like everyone around here is like, we're at the point now with Rodgers where when he's on, especially McAfee's show, it's like, I don't know. What does this guy say? What does it mean? What is he doing? He says he has COVID toe. It's a joke. He's got a 20-minute, you know, monologue when he's trying to defend himself. When he first was doing that, it's like, hey, it's Aaron Rodgers. We got to cover this thing. But now it's like, what do you take out of these things?
Not much, to be honest with you. I get that everything Aaron Rodgers says about Green Bay in the positive or negative light is going to be amplified and dissected and picked apart in many different ways, because this, it's all about whether or not there's a long-term future here with this quarterback and this team. I think in the grand scheme of things, this is so minuscule that it just, you know, what matters is whether or not Aaron Rodgers feels like he has a voice, whether or not Aaron Rodgers feels like he's included in the decision-making process, not making decisions, but included in the process. And whether or not he feels like this is a viable place to win. And it does seem like the decision, his inclusion in the decision-making process has improved. He obviously, this is a viable place to win. So at this point, just see what happens.
You know, I thought that as this year would go on, it would be there'd be a lot of backdrops about, well, Rodgers is in this place this week. Could he possibly go there? Or Rodgers is playing this team. Could he possibly go there? And is this the last time that he's doing this? And the Pittsburgh, when they played Pittsburgh and there was that look with Tomlin, you know, that created a day of news. And I think when he was with the Packers in Soldier Field, they said, I don't think this is my last one. But other than that, there hasn't been a lot of really discussion because we've been so focused on this team. And also Aaron Rodgers has had given you other stories to talk about. There hasn't been a lot of discussion on the future. It would seem like the Packers and Rodgers are in a better place now than they were at the beginning of the season, certainly. But I still, when I look at next year, there's still a lot of guys that they have to pay. And I think that maybe on Rodgers' end, he's more prone to want to play as a Packer next year. But the Packers, I don't know how changed they are with just how much the salary cap has been kicked down the road. That bill's coming due pretty soon.
Yeah, 2022 is a mess. And I'll be honest, I've been covering 2021, so I haven't really picked apart the 2022 salary cap issues, but let's just say that they're capital I issues. I mean, it's going to be, you thought Brian Gutekunst had a hard time getting under the cap in 2021, and frankly, he did. 2022 is going to be a nightmare. So that's certainly an albatross hanging over this team and this season, but at the same time, it's all about here and now, right? So look, I think that there's certainly been, you know, if you listen to Aaron Rodgers, he's had, in his words, constructive, positive conversations with Brian Gutekunst. Don't know the nature of those, but you can imagine that you know, like at the trade deadline, for example, Aaron Rodgers said he felt included. Like he understood what they'd done. He had a chance to potentially take shots at Brian Gutekunst for not landing Odell Beckham Jr. He did not. So at the end of the day, you know, this is kind of the time where the football takes the center stage and everything else, kind of like last year. I mean, you look at last year, Aaron Rodgers, his issues, they stem from the draft. I mean, he said that. He said it's not about Jordan Love, but then he said that kind of turned things in motion. And it was a big offseason story in 2021, right? In 2020, the Jordan Love draft pick. And then it all kind of went away in the season, and then it all came back up again in the offseason. I imagine, you know, this obviously isn't going away. I mean, it's going to come back up in the offseason, but for now, it's about the football.
Ryan Wood joining us, PackersNews.com, Green Bay Press Gazette. One of the things that we talked about a little this week, and we talked about it with you earlier, is, you know, of the people to return or correct themselves a little bit, who's the most important, from Zadarius to Jair to Crosby and Bakhtiari. Bakhtiari actually had the lowest amount of votes on our very scientific poll. And I think it's because, it's because of how good the offensive line played against the Rams.
Oh, come on.
So, you know, it's recency bias, but that's what I want to know. And that's what I'm going to be watching the next five games of the season. Like, if Yash Nijman is your starting left tackle for a while, is he that good? Is the offensive line, are they that good? Because it wasn't just against any old team. You're playing the Rams. The Rams with their defensive front seven and Von Miller, Aaron Donald, you're playing the Rams. So I wonder if, like, did Aaron get the ball out quicker? Was that as good as we think it was, or was that kind of a mirage? That's something that I want to see in these next five games.
It's the best Yash Nijman has played. And he's played okay before. I mean, it's not like he's played bad, but that was the best he's played. I completely forgot that he existed until he pounced on Mercedes Lewis's fumble. And I was like, oh, wait, yeah, he's playing. The offensive line was not a problem. That is impressive against that Rams defensive front. But the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are looming out there, and that's a different animal. And if anyone remembers the NFC Championship game, the Packers lost that game because David Bakhtiari did not play. It is as simple as that. So it depends on matchups, right? I mean, I think Jaire Alexander's awfully, awfully high on that list. He might be number one. Let's not forget that he had two picks in the second half against Tom Brady in the NFC Championship game. And let's not forget that Tom Brady going against any secondary, but especially a secondary without your number one corner, that gives you shivers. So I'm not saying it's just David Bakhtiari, but they need David Bakhtiari. I don't see this team getting the Super Bowl without David Bakhtiari. Not without Elton Jenkins. If they had Elton Jenkins, then okay. But they need one of the two, and they're not getting Elgton Jenkins, which means they need David Bakhtiari. So, yeah, I would put him a lot higher than last on that list.
The schedule coming up here, they got the Bears, the Ravens, the Browns, the Vikings, Detroit. Cardinals have one more game, obviously. Their schedule's a little tougher than that. Packers seem to be in a pretty good spot here. You look at that schedule. Browns are kind of messy right now. Baltimore, I mean, Lamar Jackson can throw four picks and win, but that was against the Browns. The divisional opponents aren't, you know, great. Minnesota will give you a game. I don't know, the Bears, but those games are at home. You're at Detroit last week of the season. I would think 4-1 minimum here, Woody.
Yeah. The game that they might lose if they lose a game, that Baltimore game, right, with Lamar Jackson. But I don't know, Bart. I sit here. I'm not sure they're not going to go 5-0 around the table. Partly, you know, it was a death march to get to this Week 13 bye. It was exhausting. And Matt LaFleur, the last couple weeks, was saying how tired his team was, and they were. But the fact that they were able to get to this Week 13 bye now and, you know, get there at 9-3, which is really, really, really impressive. Not just 9-3, but 9-2 since the debacle in the opener. I mean, this team completely turned it around, more than I think anyone could have imagined. Get to this bye and take a break and kind of rest this week on 9-3 and get geared up for the final five games now. Having that late season bye, it really sets you up well for the stretch run. And if we're being honest, they just beat the hardest remaining team on their schedule, the Rams, and they just beat them soundly. The Rams are better than the Ravens or the Browns or anybody in their division. So I think 5-0 is a very, very plausible outcome.
Well, I was up late last night, following the baseball stuff. This is a big day for me. One of my tweets was used on brobible.com. Yeah, one of my tweets was used because they did an article about the lockout, and I had said, I responded to a Jared Diamond tweet. He said, Mets.com, hours after they introduced Max Scherzer, Mark Canha, and Starling Marte, and Eduardo Escobar in the news conferences, and all of the links are about top five Mets trades, five reasons that led to the naming of the Mets, best Mets player to wear every uniform number. What a buzzkill. I mean, yeah, he's still got Max Scherzer, and, you know, because Woody's a Mets fan, for those that are like, why is he talking about the Mets? What a buzzkill, though. Hopefully there's baseball in February. I'm not so sure.
Yeah, it didn't kill my buzz. I'll be honest. I'm still like a kid on Christmas morning. This is like the 10-day Christmas for me. I don't know when it's going to come down from this high, but it is it's a beautiful, beautiful day, Bart. It's a beautiful day.
Well, I mean, you want to get your toy now. You don't. Last thing you want to do is sign Max Scherzer and not play until July.
Yeah, it hasn't hit me yet. The lockout has. I'm just shocked that the Mets got Max Scherzer. You got to understand, this is something the Mets don't do.
And other good dudes.
Heartbreak and sorrow.
Yeah.
Like I don't get the smile about the Mets. That's not this is I'm gonna take every small victory I can get here.
Yeah, well, hopefully there's some on the field sooner rather than later. Congratulations again on your very successful week of fandom. We'll talk to you on Monday as we take a look at what some of the other teams did and get back into week 14 with the Packers. Thank you, Woody, for your time as always.
Thank you very much. I'm gonna go do cartwheels for Max Scherzer now.
Yeah, look at you. Hey, Woody's gotten in shape. Dude looks good. Cartwheel's part of that regimen. That's got to be why. Hey, he joins us on the Great Midwest Bank hotline. If you're applying for a home renovation loan, you're a bit anxious, breathe. And let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of tranquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com today. Greatmidwestbank.com. 2 minutes until fantasy football help with Kevin Payne, rotowire.com. You got a question, he's got answers. 414-799-1250. Tweet us, 1250 AM The Fan. Hashtag Ask Kevin so I see it. That's coming up in 119 seconds.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
12:50 a.m. The Fan. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Toby Altizer from the Lakeland University Studios. Online or in person, learn your way at lakeland.edu. Lakeland.edu. Week 13 gets underway tonight. Cowboys and the Saints. Taysom Hill, your starting quarterback. It looks like Amari Cooper will go. Kevin Payne, rotowire.com, joins us. You like Taysom Hill tonight? Is he worth playing? How are you?
I think he is. Let's look at what he did last season. He had four starts, had 20 or more fantasy points in each of those starts. He's at home. He's in the dome. Dallas is all kinds of a hot mess right now as far as they go defensively. It's good for their offense because those guys are putting up a lot of fantasy points. We may or may not see Zeke Elliott. Who knows about that? But I do like Taysom Hill. I think there's definitely, number one, they had some extra time to go ahead and prepare for this game. Number two, I think they held him out of the Bills game on purpose just because they knew they were going up against the Bills team that had lost two guys on defense when they played the Colts, and Jonathan Taylor ran rug shot over them. They got those guys back, and you saw what the Bills were able to do defensively. I think they held them out of that game. So if I've got Taysom Hill and I'm in a 12-team league, I'm probably starting him.
You can get to Kevin Payne at 1250 AM The Fan on Twitter. Use the hashtag AskKevin. I'm not trying to, like, get metrics up on AskKevin. I have a column where I see the tweets. It's easier to read. So if you just tweet me and you're like thinking I'm ignoring you, I am, because I'm only looking at hashtag AskKevin. You can also call 414-799-1250. Or if you have my phone number, you could text me. Amy texts me. She says, can you ask Fantasy Guy if Elliott is playing tonight?
So it's tough to tell right now. They're talking about resting him, and it makes a lot of sense. Considering the fact that, you know, Tony Pollard's a very good backup. But right now that they're saying that Elliott's supposed to be a go tonight, and he's going to have a serious load, according to Jerry Jones, the double entendre there, but a serious load for Ezekiel Elliott tonight. So I think he's going to be out there, and obviously if he's going to be starting and active, I would go ahead and play him.
Tom is in Franklin, 414-799-1250. Tom, talk to me, baby.
Hey, here we go. Hey, Kevin, I need two of these four running backs. Alexander Mattison, Elijah Mitchell, James Robinson, or Zeke Elliott. I need two of those.
Okay, so the first two guys are the guys I like the best because, as I just was talking about, Tom, Zeke Elliott, yeah, he might be out there tonight, but I think we're going to see a lot of Pollard as well. So, Madison, great matchup going up against Detroit. He's going to get the volume this week. We know there's no Dalvin Cook. And Eli Mitchell, he's ready to break one loose. And, you know, Seattle is not the defense of old that we used to think about with Pete Carroll and worry about. You know, this defense is awesome. So I would go with Madison and Mitchell. Don't like James Robinson's matchup whatsoever this week. So Madison and Mitchell would be the two of the four guys I would go with.
414-799-1250. You can also tweet us, as I mentioned. This is from Pete. He needs one wide receiver, PPR, Emmanuel Sanders, your boy, Corey Davis, or Allen Robinson.
Oh, go ahead and take that sound bite. If I'm looking at these guys, I'm probably going with Sanders, and I'll explain why. Monday night, big game here in Buffalo. If you're a table salesman, you're going to have very good sales this week. But if you go ahead and look at what Bill Belichick has done in the past, they tried to take away the Bills' best offensive weapon. Right now, that's Stephon Diggs. So I think this could be a good Sanders week. So I would go with him out of those three wide receivers.
John's on the east side. John, what's up?
Hey, good morning. A PPR question at running back. The choices are Devin Singletary or Matt Breida.
Two Bills.
Yeah. So, you know, nobody.
Hey, Breida scored last week. You said he would.
Yeah.
He did. I thought of you.
Yeah. So, I'm so glad you're thinking of me on Thanksgiving, Bart. That means a lot to me. So what nobody's talking about with Devin Singletary is he has 5 fumbles this year. Weird fact, he hasn't lost any of them. But I would go with Breida over Singletary. I think Breida just took him a little while to get caught up with this Brian Daboll offense, and now he's all up to speed. We saw what he can do. I really like Breida, so I would go with him over Singletary, even though Singletary, I believe, got more snaps last week. I believe some of that was in garbage time, but I like Matt Breida a little bit better.
Tim tweets in at 12:50 a.m. The Fan. I'm sorry, does Toby have a question?
I do have a question. Would you consider Ramondre Stevenson as a flex player against Buffalo this week? The league that a friend is asking gives 0.5 per carry.
It's the question between him and Hunter Renfro. No, I would not go ahead and go with Stevenson this week. The Bills defense, as I said, they're completely healthy now, and they've been awesome against the run so far this season. Tony Jones, I thought, might be, you know, a sneaky DFS play on Thursday night for Thanksgiving, and he was not just because the defense is healthy. So, Stevenson, I got to think you have a better option out there rather than Stevenson this week.
I do have a couple Hunter Renfro questions. These are not the Brewers' Hunter Renfro. This is the Raiders. Snoop Dino says, I need to sit one in a half PPR. Terry McLaurin, Elijah Moore, Hunter Renfro, Devontae Smith.
Oh, gosh, good question. I'm probably sitting Smith. I'm not loving it, but I'm probably going to go ahead and sit Smith out of those guys. Look, they're getting more involved in this offense, and it's just a matter of him being a rookie and kind of becoming more, you know, familiar with the offense. McLaurin, you never go ahead and bench him. He's been fantastic this season. I mean, you or I, Bart, could throw the ball to him, and he would somehow come up with a catch. So I'm going to go ahead, and that's where I'm going to stay for this matchup.
Hey, Kevin, we got one here from Toby in Hale's Corners. would you start Jamal Williams or T. Higgins?
Wow, Toby. Just going for it today.
Okay, so let's not go with recency bias with T. Higgins, because if you look at his stats and look at the box scores, he has not had a lot of good games. I mean, he's coming off a great game. What do we know about Jamal Williams? He's going to get a lot of volume. So Jamal Williams would be the way that I would go, especially in any form of PPR league. You know he's going to catch 4 or 5 passes out of the backfield. And I think this is actually a winnable game for the Detroit Lions. Would not surprise me if they finally go ahead and get in the win column. So Jamal Williams over T. Higgins this week.
Bootsy tweets, Teddy versus the Chiefs or Russ versus the Niners, passing TDs are 7 points.
I would go with Russ. I mean, towards the end of the game, that last drive, we finally saw some vintage Russ Wilson getting that long touchdown to Freddie Swain. So I would go with Russell Wilson. I think that every week we go on, he's going to get back to being his normal self away from that injury. So I would go with Russell Wilson. And the Chiefs have had, you know, go ahead and look at Andy Reid's, you know, record coming off the bye. They've had a little bit of extra time. I expect the defense to play very good, especially at home in the standalone game.
Tim needs 2 in a PPR league, running backs, Saquon, Madison, Zeke, Fournette.
Right now, I don't see how you bench Fournette. He's been fantastic, especially if it's any sort of PPR league. Man, Saquon, they're going to crowd the line of scrimmage, especially now that Daniel Jones is going to be ruled out and Mike Lennon's going to be under center. I would actually go with Madison. So Fournette and Madison for me out of those four.
Alex, PPR, DeAndre Hopkins or Amari Cooper?
Let's go with Hopkins. Amari Cooper should see Marshawn Lattimore tonight. And Lattimore did not have a good game against the Bills, but he's still one of the top corners in the league. So I'm going to say stay away from Cooper, and let's go with Hopkins for this week.
This one's from Brewman. He says, I need two PPR, Amari Cooper, Edwards-Helaire, Miles Gaskin, Devontae Smith again.
I would go with Smith and Gaskin, the last two between those guys. Miami, is there a more trendy team in the league? They lose seven in a row. Now they've won four in a row. I believe in Brian Flores. I think he's an excellent coach. So I'm going to say go with Gaskin. Gaskin doesn't have, like, great numbers, but somehow he seems to find the end zone each and every week. And I would go with Smith. I don't mind that matchup going up against the Jets. But as I said, like in different matchups that you asked me about earlier, I didn't like him as much, but I like him here.
Corey, Hunter Renfro or David Montgomery, PPR?
PPR, the safe play is Montgomery. I know Renfro's coming off a big game. PPR, no, full-point PPR, I would go with Renfro. Stick with him. He's going to get 5 to 7 catches each and every game. Might not find the end zone, but obviously Carr loves him, loves to go to him, so I would go with Renfro and PPR.
All right, these are rolling in. Let me get them quickly. BJ says, PPR, sit one. Matt Breida, Tevin Coleman, Alex Collins.
Sit Collins, tough matchup against the 49ers.
Jake says, needs two PPR. Devonta Smith, Chase Claypool, Van Jefferson.
Sit Claypool out of those guys. Tough divisional matchup for Claypool.
Flex spot, half-point PPR, Tyler Lockett, Emmanuel Sanders, Mark Ingram.
Gosh, I got to think they go back to DK Metcalf this week. So I'm going to say sit Lockett.
Two more. Andy lost Darren Waller. Should he pick up Tyler Higbee, Noah Fant, or Foster Moreau, the island of?
Yeah, the island of with the bald guy with glasses. I'm going to say go with Fant. Just because I think that's going to be a high-scoring game, and Denver's going to have to throw in Kansas City Sunday night.
Matt Breida or Nyheim Hines?
Breida for me. He might get the lion's share of carries against the Patriots. Nyheim Hines is kind of up and down each and every week. It depends what Frank Wright wants to do with him and when Carson Wentz wants to throw to him out of the backfield.
All right, appreciate you, Kevin Payne, the great, the one, the only. Check him out, rotowire.com.
Yeah, absolutely, rotowire.com/free. Sign up for your free 10-day trial. And now that we're in the season of gift-giving, I'm going to make a $25 donation on top of what you guys pay me each and every week to the toy drive. So everybody, if you got money for fantasy football, you got money for toys for children that need it for this holiday season. So rotowire.com/free or at Casey Payne, PAYNE26 on Twitter.
25 plus a salary, that's a grand total of $25.
So, yes, no, the Payne family will be doing that. We try to help out each and everybody this holiday season, and no kids should go out without a toy for Christmas.
I always appreciate that you do that. I really do. I never expect it, but you always do it, and that's very nice, and I thank you. I mean, you're in Buffalo or in Milwaukee, but what I've learned is you can't put distance between compassion.
That's true, and I will tell you this. Tre'Davious White got hurt. The Buffalo Bills Mafia donated over $100,000 to a food kitchen in his hometown in Louisiana this week because everybody felt bad about it, and we always go ahead and step up and try to do what we can do, as I think everybody should. You know, at the end of the day, we've got a lot of differences, but at the end of the day, we're all Americans, and, you know, try to do the best we can do.
Wow. Usually it's my fantasy matchups that make me cry, not talking to our fantasy guy. What inspiration. Thanks, Kevin. I do appreciate your gesture and your time.
Okay, we'll talk to you next week, Bart.
See you, buddy. Kevin Payne, rotowire.com, joining us, Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're applying for a home renovation loan and you're a bit anxious, breathe and let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of tranquility. Get started, greatmidwestbank.com, today. So last week we played three games of our Thursday night showdown between me and Toby. I need you to figure out where we're at here at this point. Do you remember, what were we coming into last week? What was our record?
Last week, I believe I was up one.
Okay. And then the first game, what were our teams?
All right, so the first game, you had DeAndre Swift, Andy Dalton, TJ Hockenson. I had David Montgomery, Darnell Mooney, Amon-Ra St. Brown.
God, you who won that game?
You won by 2 points.
Yes!
The next game, I had the first pick, so I took Dak Prescott. I had Derek Carr and Michael Gallup. You had Josh Jacobs, Darren Waller, and Ezekiel Elliott. I won that matchup pretty handily because I had both quarterbacks.
Yeah, that was a blunder over here. Yeah.
Then you had the first pick in the next matchup, and you had Josh Allen, Trevor Siemian, and Matt Breida. I had Stephon Diggs, Cole Beasley, and Tony Jones. And Tony Jones did absolutely nothing, so you won that matchup pretty handily. You had both quarterbacks in that one as well. So tonight, you won 2 out of 3, so I should get first pick tonight.
I agree, right? And we're all square now, eh?
Yeah, 7-7.
All right, okay, so you get first pick. The game is the Dallas Cowboys at the New Orleans Saints. A question mark on Alvin Kamara, a question mark on Cooper, a slight question mark on Zeke. I do believe Cooper's playing. I don't know about Kamara yet, so we have to pick now, though. So good luck.
I will take Dak Prescott.
Then I am going to take, I gotta take Taysom Hill. I gotta take the other quarterback, as
all
weird
right,
as
so
he is.
If you're gonna take Taysom Hill, is it, I don't know what they're gonna do with Pollard, and yeah. You said, I don't know. I'm gonna go with CeeDee Lamb.
No! Why? Damn. All right, then I am gonna go with... is Kamara playing?
I don't think he is.
Give me Mark Ingram.
All right, Mark Ingram.
Don't say I don't think he is, and then take Kamara.
I'm going to take Tony Pollard.
All right, then I am going to take, wait for it. You ready?
Alvin Kamara.
No. Cowboys defense.
Ooh.
Cowboys defense.
Interesting.
Yeah. Stupid, probably.
Is that defense and special teams? Like the?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I get Tony Pollard touchdown return. We both get the points. How about that? So I'm neutralizing you. But I'm also neutralizing myself because if I throw a pick, but then I don't get the points taken away for the pick. See, I think Taysom Hill's going to turn the ball over a lot. So all right. I am going to take the Cowboys defense.
All right. And this matchup, the Cowboys are favored by 5.5 points despite going down to the Caesar Superdome. Who do you have winning? Who do you have covering? I got the Cowboys.
Oh, you know I love the Cowboys, baby. That star on that helmet, that means something to me.
Yeah. Well, okay. I'm not going to go that far. I can't stand the Cowboys. But I think they're going to win this game pretty handily. I think they're a better football team. I don't think it's really much question about that. Taysom Hill hasn't really shown that he can be anything. I think maybe they keep it close for a while, but I think Dallas is just better. And they'll miss McCarthy, but they still got Kellen Moore over there. They'll be all right.
Yeah, I'm taking the Cowboys. Absolutely. I want to be a Cowboy. I don't know if you knew that about me.
Riding on the range.
I want to be a Cowboy.
I've got my hat.
And you can be my cowgirl.
Dusty.
I'll pass.
I've got my saddle.
Yeah.
On my horse.
There was this. Does anyone have the spoof song, I Want to Be a Golfer and You Can Be My Caddy? I can't find that anywhere. WIXX used to play that in the 90s.
I want to be a cowboy, and you can be my cowgirl. I want to be a cowboy.
Rami Makhlouf next.
You can be my cowgirl. I want to be a cowboy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.